Próba nyelvvizsga verseny középfokú nyelvvizsgával még nem rendelkező középiskolás diákok számára. Angol nyelv.
Part 1.
You are going to hear a radio program about the famous children's television program Sesame Street. While listening, choose the correct answer 1 through 10. There is an example, 0, at the beginning. You are going to hear the text twice. Do as much as you can the first time and finish your work the second time. Finally, you are going to have 60 seconds to complete your answers. Now you have 2 minutes to study the sentences below.
Now listen to the recording.
Sunny day, sweeping up clouds away.
More than 40 years ago, a group of television educators, child development experts, and artists gathered to develop a revolutionary television program. Their goal was to make a television show that would teach young children about subjects like reading and math in a way that was entertaining and fun to watch. The show was also aimed at providing children from low-income families with additional preparation for school.
Abkadepki Jekyll Menokwers Do It Is. It's the most remarkable word I've ever seen. Abkadepki Jekyll Menokwers Do It Is. I wish I knew exactly what I mean.
Sesame Street was first broadcast on November 10th, 1969. It was produced by a non-profit group called the Children's Television Workshop, today called the Sesame Workshop. Money for developing the program came from private foundations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the United States government. The show combines animation, music, large puppets, and human actors to create a series of funny and creative lessons. Some of the most famous characters on the show include Big Bird, Cookie Monster, Oscar the Grouch, and Bert and Ernie. Puppet maker Jim Henson created these lovable and funny characters. Research is an important part of what made Sesame Street special. The show's creators studied the children they were targeting very carefully to understand how to best keep them entertained and learning. When the show first aired, some of its creators were not sure it would last one season. But 40 years later, Sesame Street is the longest-running children's television program in the United States.
Oh, Rubber Ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
As part of its 40-year anniversary, Sesame Street had an extra special guest on its show. First Lady Michelle Obama showed a group of children and Big Bird how to plant seeds. She explained that the seeds would grow into vegetables, which are healthy and good to eat. Michelle Obama also had a message to the many parents who watched the show with their children. She said parents can help their children do things to have healthy lives. There have been many other famous guests on the show throughout the years. Some recent ones include singer Norah Jones, actress Sarah Jessica Parker, and reporter Anderson Cooper.
C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me.
Today, versions of Sesame Street are broadcast in more than 125 countries. And Sesame Street has worked hard to deal with important issues. In 2002, a puppet named Kami appeared on the South African version of Sesame Street, which is called Takalani Sesame. In Egypt, Sesame Street is called Alam Simsim. The program has a female puppet called Chocha. She loves learning and is always asking questions. She was created to be a role model for Egyptian girls. She expresses the importance of girls going to school and working hard to learn. More recently, Sesame Street launched a version of the show in Northern Ireland called Sesame Tree. The show has two characters, Potto and Hilda. It takes place in a large hollow tree. The show aims to teach children about acceptance and respect. This month, visitors to Union Station in Washington, D.C., could learn more about the different versions of Sesame Street around the world at a special exhibit. The picture exhibit helps explain the cultural differences behind Sesame Street's many productions.
Now you have 1 minute to check and complete your work.
Listen to the recording again.
Sunny day, sweeping up clouds away.
More than 40 years ago, a group of television educators, child development experts, and artists gathered to develop a revolutionary television program. Their goal was to make a television show that would teach young children about subjects like reading and math in a way that was entertaining and fun to watch. The show was also aimed at providing children from low-income families with additional preparation for school.
Abkadefki Jekyll-Menopkerstuwitz is, it's the most remarkable word I've ever seen. Abkadefki Jekyll-Menopkerstuwitz is, I wish I knew exactly what I mean.
Sesame Street was first broadcast on November 10th, 1969. It was produced by a non-profit group called the Children's Television Workshop, today called the Sesame Workshop. Money for developing the program came from private foundations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the United States government. The show combines animation, music, large puppets, and human actors to create a series of funny and creative lessons. Some of the most famous characters on the show include Big Bird, Cookie Monster, Oscar the Grouch, and Bert and Ernie. Puppet maker Jim Henson created these lovable and funny characters. Research is an important part of what made Sesame Street special. The show's creators studied the children they were targeting very carefully to understand how to best keep them entertained and learning. When the show first aired, some of its creators were not sure it would last one season. But 40 years later, Sesame Street is the longest-running children's television program in the United States.
Oh, Rubber Ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
As part of its 40-year anniversary, Sesame Street had an extra special guest on its show. First Lady Michelle Obama showed a group of children and Big Bird how to plant seeds. She explained that the seeds would grow into vegetables, which are healthy and good to eat. Michelle Obama also had a message to the many parents who watched the show with their children. She said parents can help their children do things to have healthy lives. There have been many other famous guests on the show throughout the years. Some recent ones include singer Norah Jones, actress Sarah Jessica Parker, and reporter Anderson Cooper.
C is for Kooky, that's good enough for me. C is for Kooky, that's good enough for me.
Today, versions of Sesame Street are broadcast in more than 125 countries. And Sesame Street has worked hard to deal with important issues. In 2002, a puppet named Kami appeared on the South African version of Sesame Street, which is called Takalani Sesame. In Egypt, Sesame Street is called Alam Simsim. The program has a female puppet called Chocha. She loves learning and is always asking questions. She was created to be a role model for Egyptian girls. She expresses the importance of girls going to school and working hard to learn. More recently, Sesame Street launched a version of the show in Northern Ireland called Sesame Tree. The show has two characters, Potto and Hilda. It takes place in a large hollow tree. The show aims to teach children about acceptance and respect. This month, visitors to Union Station in Washington, D.C. could learn more about the different versions of Sesame Street around the world at a special exhibit. The picture exhibit helps explain the cultural differences behind Sesame Street's many productions.
Now you have 1 minute to check and complete your work. This is the end of part one.
Part two.
You are going to hear a woman, Anna, talking about sports. Listen to the text and answer the questions 1 to 10 with a few words. The first one, 0, has been done for you as an example. You are going to hear the text twice. Do as much as you can the first time and finish your work the second time. At the end of the second listening, you have 90 seconds to complete your sentences. Now you have 90 seconds to study the sentences below.
Now listen to the recording.
So, in the United States, sports are very important to a lot of people. And personally, I have played many different sports since I was 5 years old. I've done everything from soccer to ballet to I played tennis in high school, and so most people play organized sports in high school, but then once they come to college, it's a lot different, because in order to play a sport in college in the United States, you have to be extremely talented, which I am not. So coming to college, I stopped playing organized sports, but one thing I picked up is that I started watching sports, because in the U.S., I know over here, I feel like a lot of people watch football or soccer, as we call it. But in the United States, pretty much every college student likes to watch American football. And my school in particular is an extremely football-centered school, American football-centered school. I go to the Ohio State University, which is the second largest college in the United States. We have about 50,000 people. And it's really interesting because we have all of these students from all over the country, even all around the world. But one common thing between everyone is that we all love our football team, the Ohio State Buckeyes. So we are very lucky because for adults who don't go to my college to buy football tickets, it can be hundreds of US dollars. It's very expensive. But if you're a student, like I am, you can get tickets for very cheap. So what we usually do is buy season football ticket packages, which means that we buy a ticket for every game of the season that is like a home game. So going to football games is probably my favorite memory from college so far. It's the kind of thing where they usually happen once a week. Once every other week is a home game, so a game that we go to. And usually football games start around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but we will wake up as early as 7 o'clock in the morning to put on our football gear. Some of us actually paint our chests or paint our faces. We wear lots of jewelry and wigs and, you know, crazy attire. And we wake up very early, and there are lots of tailgating, which means people, you know, cooking food or, you know, having lots of, like, activities, like outdoor activities and drinking before. And then we all go to the stadium about 30 minutes before the game plays or before the game begins. And watch the game. And a typical American football game probably lasts around 3 or 3.5 hours, but it never gets boring. It's really exciting, and not only is the game interesting to watch, but it's just a lot of fun to be with all of your friends and taking pictures and cheering the team, and there's like food and water and everything you could need there.
Now you have 1 minute to check and complete your work.
Listen to the recording again.
So, in the United States, sports are very important to a lot of people. And personally, I have played many different sports since I was 5 years old. I've done everything from soccer to ballet to I played tennis in high school, and so most people play organized sports in high school, but then once they come to college, it's a lot different, because in order to play a sport in college in the United States, you have to be extremely talented, which I am not. So coming to college, I stopped playing organized sports, but one thing I picked up is that I started watching sports, because in the U.S., I know over here, I feel like a lot of people watch football or soccer, as we call it. But in the United States, pretty much every college student likes to watch American football. And my school in particular is an extremely football-centered school, American football-centered school. I go to the Ohio State University, which is the second largest college in the United States. We have about 50,000 people. And it's really interesting because we have all of these students from all over the country, even all around the world. But one common thing between everyone is that we all love our football team. The Ohio State Buckeyes. So we are very lucky because for adults who don't go to my college to buy football tickets, it can be hundreds of US dollars. It's very expensive. But if you're a student, like I am, you can get tickets for very cheap. So what we usually do is buy season football ticket packages, which means that we buy a ticket for every game of the season that is like a home game. So going to football games is probably my favorite memory from college so far. It's the kind of thing where they usually happen once a week. Once every other week is a home game, so a game that we go to. And usually football games start around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but we will wake up as early as 7 o'clock in the morning to put on our football gear. Some of us actually paint our chests or paint our faces. We wear lots of jewelry and wigs and, you know, crazy attire. And we wake up very early, and there are lots of tailgating, which means people, you know, cooking food or, you know, having lots of, like, activities, like outdoor activities and drinking before. And then we all go to the stadium about 30 minutes before the game plays or before the game begins. And watch the game. And a typical American football game probably lasts around 3 or 3.5 hours, but it never gets boring. It's really exciting, and not only is the game interesting to watch, but it's just a lot of fun to be with all of your friends and taking pictures and cheering the team, and there's like food and water and everything you could need there.
Now you have 90 seconds to check and complete your work.
This is the end of the listening task.